Title: Supreme Court holds that rest periods must be free from duties and employer control. Content: On December 22, 2016, the California Supreme Court issued a critical decision in Augustus v. ABM Security Services Incorporated, 2016 DJ12608, 2016, relating to California's rest period obligations. The California Supreme Court declared that state law prohibits on-duty and on-call rest periods. It stated that employers must, 1, relieve their employees of all duties during rest periods and, 2, relinquish any control over how employees spend their break time. However, the decision did not end there. The California Supreme Court examined a number of related considerations, including the practical limitations created by a 10-minute rest period, policies that place restrictions on employees during rest periods, the circumstances under which premium payments may be due for missed rest periods, and the possibility of rescheduling or restarting rest periods when they cannot be provided or are interrupted. Background of the case: the plaintiffs worked as security guards for ABM Security Services Incorporated, ABM, and alleged that ABM required guards to keep their pagers and radio phones on even during rest periods and to remain vigilant and responsive to calls when needs arose. The guards' lawsuit alleged that the company failed to provide rest periods as required by California law. The trial court granted summary judgment for the guards, finding the employer liable for approximately $90 million. The California Court of Appeal reversed the decision. On December 22, 2016, the California Supreme Court reversed that decision, finding that state law requires employers to provide their employees with rest periods that are free from duties or employer control. The California Supreme Court decision: the California Supreme Court discussed the need for off-duty rest periods and the impermissibility of on-call rest periods. The court's reasoning is summarized below. Off-duty rest periods: the court examined whether state law requires employers to authorize off-duty rest periods. Unlike the language that expressly requires employees to be relieved of all duty during meal periods, the rules relating to rest periods had no similar language. The court found that distinction immaterial, stating that the ordinary meaning of rest conveys the opposite of work. It found this interpretation to be supported by Labor Code Section 226.7, which prohibits employers from requiring any employee to work during any meal or rest period. The court then reasoned that it made sense to infer that employers' responsibilities were the same for meal and rest periods. On-call rest periods: the California Supreme Court next examined the question of whether employers can satisfy their obligation to relieve employees from duties and employer control during rest periods when they nonetheless require employees to remain on-call. It concluded that the answer is no. It stated that one cannot square the practice of compelling employees to remain at the ready, tethered by time and policy to particular locations or communications devices, with the requirement to relieve employees of all work duties and employer control during 10-minute rest periods. It explained that a rest period means an interval of time free from labor, work, or any other employment-related duties, and employees must not only be relieved of work duties, but also be freed from employer control over how they spend their time. C. The practical limitations of a 10-minute rest period. In examining the on-call question, the California Supreme Court recognized that practical limitations on an employee's movement exist because rest periods are 10 minutes in length. As a result, during a rest period, an employee generally can travel at most 5 minutes from a work post before returning to make it back on time. This resulted in an expectation that employees will ordinarily have to remain on-site or nearby. The court confirmed that this practical constraint, which is of course common to all rest periods, is not sufficient to establish employer control. On the other hand, control may be found in some instances when there are additional constraints imposed by on-call arrangements. Some types of additional constraints were considered irreconcilable with an employee's retention of freedom to use rest periods for his or her own purposes, for example, requiring an